Outbound Music, the web's number one source for new and independent music. Check out outboundmusic.com, your source for new music.
Life could be saved with just one move.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to the awesome Tina on the Big Rock Show. She's wonderful.
Try so hard to see what lies ahead.
Hi, this is Mike Levine from Triumph, and you're rocking with Tina, my best friend in the world, on the Big Rock Show. Hi, this is Harold Abbott from the Scorpions. You're listening to Tina on the Big Rock Show.
All my life, it's been rock and roll.
Hey, this is Ricky Warwick from Sin Lizzy. You're listening to the one and only Tina on the Big Rock Show.
Welcome to Season 6 of the Big Rock Show with your host, Tina Peak.
Yeah.
New episodes, new music, and new interviews. For more information, check out thebigrockshow.net.
Hey folks, welcome to a special edition of The Big Rock Show. You know, I'm not sure what I can say about the legendary Def Leppard, whose career has spanned over three decades, bringing us blistering rock and roll that hasn't already been said. And I could spend all day talking about my favorite songs and what they've meant to me. And I'm sure we could all argue until we're blue in the face as to which song or songs we think best exemplify the great Def Leppard and which ones are our personal favorites. I couldn't even decide which classic track to play on today's show, so I thought I'd reach out to my Facebook friends last night and ask them. The result? Well, almost every single person had their own favorite, and each one was different, which of course didn't help me out at all. But in the end, edging out the others was Two Steps Behind, which might have been the best choice because, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that the video for Two Steps Behind was actually the first featuring my very special guest today, Vivian Campbell. I'll be asking Vivian about Def Leppard, of course, as well as side projects he's involved in, tour dates, and a lot more. And, of course, I'll be playing another tune from Def Leppard's soon-to-be-released new disc entitled Mirror Ball, the band's first live album ever recorded, and the lead-off single called Undefeated. So make sure you stick around. It's a really cool track. Now let's get this show rolling. This, of course, is a classic tune off Def Leppard's 1993 album called Retroactive. Vivian will be with us in just a few minutes, so turn it up and enjoy a blast from the past. Here it is, Two Steps Behind.
Walk away if you want to. It's okay. Well, you can run, but you can never hide from the shadow that's creeping up beside you. There's a magic running through your soul, but you can have it all. Behind you,
wherever you go,
and I'll be there to remind you that it only takes a minute of your precious time to turn around. I'll be two steps.
RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
You know their songs.
My.
Rat Pack Records.
RatPackRecords.com.
Visit RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
Welcome to the Big Rock Show. We're going to party our tits off today. I think you know that. I know that. The American people know that. It's going to be a great program. So just go ahead and squeeze your girth and sit back and listen.
Hello.
Hi, Vivian. It's Tina Peake. Welcome to the Big Rock Show.
Why, thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. We're going to have a mouthful of broccoli in the sweatshirt.
Well, that's the problem when you're trying to do all those interviews and you're trying to eat at the same time.
I've actually been on the phone for the last 2.5 hours doing Def Leppard interviews, so...
I bet. Well, we're here today in part to talk about how Def Leppard are going to be rocking the cradle. So let's tell folks out there what we're talking about, because you and Phil Collin are releasing Dreamin', the first installment of the popular Rock the Cradle series, which features lullaby renditions of popular songs from legendary rock groups. And I guess the first question is, how did you and Phil first hear about this?
You know, I actually... I had no idea that Phil was doing it also until after I'd done it.
Oh, really?
Tor Hines is a producer, and Tor called me directly, and I've known Tor for many years. I did a blues record about 5-6 years ago, and Tor produced that for me. So I've known him since whenever, because his daughter and my daughter are the same age and went to the same kindergarten together. So Tor called me and said, hey, I'm doing this record, and you're in Def Leppard, and we're doing this Def Leppard covers thing, and could I get you to play in it? So I just did it for Tor as a favor, and then it was only after I'd done it, when he was walking me out to my car, and he says, oh, yeah, and I got Phil to play on the song. So I have no idea how Phil's involvement came to be, but that was my story.
All right. Well, now, who else is performing on Dreamin' then, besides you and Phil?
Well, that's it for Def Leppard. I don't know who else is on it. The tracks were already already recorded by the time I got to do my parts. They obviously sound very, very different, you know, than Def Leppard, which is a good thing, because you don't want a lullaby record that's bombastic, you know, and Def Leppard is all about the bombast.
Right.
So it's, I think it's a testament to a song, to anyone's songs, if they can stand up to being completely rearranged in a different way and reorchestrated and sound totally different, but yet at the same time instantly recognizable. Four's done a good job there.
And I want to explain to people that we're not talking a couple of songs here that were recorded. We're talking about some of Def Leppard's greatest hits, like Pour Some Sugar on Me, Photograph, Love Bites. How did you decide which songs would make the cut and which would be left out? Or was that
I didn't, actually. That was entirely Tor's. Like I said, by the time he got to me, the tracks had already been recorded, and I just went in and overdubbed some guitar on the top. Photograph was one of the ones I played on. That was the first one that I heard. And so, like I say, obviously it is very, very different from the Def Leppard thing. And so the whole guitar approach was very different, too. Obviously, they wanted something that was a lot more mellow, so I brought my quiet Kim.
Well, you know, and the production was different, too, because it wasn't like a simple keyboard xylophone production, was it? I mean, it was like each track features a complete band production, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yeah. And it's certainly a lot more organic than a Def Leppard record. You know, we're... like I said before, we're very heavy on the bombast and Leppard.
Right.
I mean, the drums are huge, the guitars are huge, the vocals are massive, you know, everything's bigger than everything else. Obviously, this is very different. Like I said, it's very, very natural and very organic sounding. You know, instead of having big, heavy, noisy drums, you know, there's like bongos playing. And it's a different thing.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you how that would be recorded, because, like, take, for example, Rock of Ages. It's a rock and anthem song, and it's so synonymous with Def Leppard. And so I wondered how the songs were made different for this lullaby series as opposed to, say, the original version. So you just toned things down a bit? Is that how you did it?
Well, yeah, basically. You know, it's not a vocal record. The
right.
would be the vocal line is played instrumentally. So I just played around that, you know, and just added some musical embellishment to it. Obviously, you take a very different approach to that kind of record in terms of the sonics. You know, you don't want a biting guitar sound. You wanted something very, very, very mellow. So I brought a Les Paul and played on the front pickup with the tone rolled off, and it was a nice mellow experience.
All right, and I heard the release date for that new disc is June 28th. Is that date still set?
I wouldn't be the one to ask about that. I actually have no inkling as to when the record is released.
Yeah, I think they said June 28th, but anyway.
Well, that'll be good timing, because Def Leppard is going to be out and about. You know, we just got some television over the last week or two, and we're about to start a U.S. tour June 15th. So.
I'm getting to that, because Def Leppard are also releasing a brand new album in June. Your first, very first live album entitled Mirror Ball. I think that's great, Vivian, and really quite surprising that you guys waited this long to release a live disc.
Yeah, I think in the past, you know, the band's focus was always on writing and recording new songs, and that was always so involved because, you know, frankly, I mean, Leppard is not known for being quick in the studio, so, you know, and then the other aspect of that was when you do a live record, or at least in the past when you did a live record, it was a very expensive kind of a process. You'd have to get a mobile studio, a truck, and a crew, and you'd basically only be recording one or two nights, so there was a lot of performance anxiety involved, a lot of pressure to get it right. With technology being as it is nowadays, it's cheap and cheerful, and it's very easy to record. So basically over the last couple of years that we were on tour in 2008 and 2009, we recorded every show, and we didn't start out with the specific intention of making a live record, but like I said, the technology is just so portable and so affordable that we thought, well, we may as well try and capture this. So at the end of it, Joe Elliott sat and sifted through it all, and I guess the criteria for him was, you know, if he felt that he sang a particular song stronger on a certain night, then that was the one that made the cut. You know, it wasn't a live album from any one particular show or one particular city. It was kind of cherry-picked, like I say, over the course of two American tours over 2 years. And it represents us pretty well live, because, you know, we are actually a really, really strong live act, which
yeah.
you'd like to think after 30 years of doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gotten it down. So we're very proud of the way we can represent the songs live, and we think that the record really captures it.
And so this is a whole mixture of all your old songs from past recordings on this live disc.
There are three new studio songs on the record we wrote specifically for this to accompany it. So it's a double disc live recording, and three new studio records on that, and a DVD of some concert footage. Not the entire concert. I think there's about four live performances on the DVD, and the rest of the DVD is just us goofing off backstage.
That's awesome. All right, now the band are heading out to Ireland for a couple of dates, June 7th in Belfast and June 8th in Dublin. It must be really nice to go back home and perform for all your fans there, eh?
It is, yeah. Belfast is my hometown.
Yeah.
And it's always been a great city to play. I mean, even as a kid growing up when I saw shows there, I obviously had nothing to compare it to, but it was always a great atmosphere in the audience. And now that I've played around the world, I realize that Belfast is one of the world's great rock and roll cities to play in. So that will be exciting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I bet. And on June 10th, Def Leppard will be performing at Donington for the Download Festival, of course. And then the band will be embarking on a massive North American tour. Will this take you to some places you haven't played in for a while, Vivian?
Maybe for a while, but I mean, I don't think there's many places that we haven't played in.
Right.
We've been everywhere. In America in particular, it is our biggest market, and, you know, right, we've played every major city, every secondary city, every tertiary city, you know, numerous times. But, you know, it's always a different audience when you go back, so in a way, it's always like the first time.
Yeah, well, because you've got a mixture of your old fans, and you've got another mix of the newer fans that are just growing up and finding out about Def Leppard, right?
That's true, yeah. There has been, over the last decade, we've all seen it. You know, there's been a real shift in the demographic of our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have our core fans that are of our age group, but there's been a lot of younger fans coming in increasing numbers through the years. And, you know, that's great to see. We all are really appreciative of that. And I think that's probably something to do with music piracy, and that's probably the upside of piracy for a band like Def Leppard, is that, you know, a lot of people probably have our entire catalog on their iPod. Maybe they didn't pay for it, but at least they're coming to a show, you know, so it's all good.
Well, now you've got one Canadian date in there, my home base in Toronto at the Molson Amphitheatre on August 16th. I'm really hoping to make that show. Do you guys think that there might be more Canadian dates added?
We are currently, I know that our management and the agent are actively trying to book a Canadian tour right now.
Cool.
Whether or not they're successful in that remains to be seen, but I know that they're definitely trying to do it.
So let me ask you something, Vivian. What's your main stage setup as far as amps and guitars go for your live performances? What are you using these days?
I have so much stuff. I mean, the Def Leppard backline is very, very complicated.
Right.
It's so complicated, actually, that I give up trying to figure out what it is. I have a huge refrigerator-sized rack of equipment that I use for Def Leppard. As far as the amplification goes, though, I just started using a company called Engel, a German company. Started using their amps for this. This will be the first tour that I've used them on. And, it's a pretty complicated signal path. I mean, as far as the instrument goes, I mean, I'm very familiar and very intimate, obviously, with the instruments I play, but once it leaves my hands, it's kind of a mystery to me where it goes. My main guitars are Gibson Les Pauls, and I started out playing a Les Paul, and then in the 80s I used a bunch of other different style guitars and then came back full circle to playing a Les Paul again. So I have a few of those. None of them at all standard. They're all heavily customized, suit my personal taste, but that's it. Like I say, I have a refrigerator-sized rack of stuff with lots of blinking lights, and I have no idea what it does other than make it sound nice.
All right, fair enough. Now, as far as Def Leppard, I'm sure we can expect that the band will be promoting the new album, and as we already discussed, there's like a ton of confirmed tour dates already, and clearly more will be added as the weeks go on. But what can we expect from Vivian Campbell as an artist for 2011?
Well, you know, I've been busy. I mean, when I'm not doing the Def Leppard thing, I actually went on tour with Thin Lizzy earlier this year, which was a big joy for me because I was a huge Thin Lizzy fan growing up, and the guitar players in Thin Lizzy were a massive influence on my plan. So it was very flattering to get a call when they asked me to go on tour with a reformed version of the band earlier this year. And in fact, I have one more show left with them this very weekend in Ireland, a festival show. We're playing with the Kings of Leon. So I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I just put a song away for a free download on my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago. It's a song, one of many songs that I've written and recorded over the last couple of years with a friend of mine called Robert Cosio, who's a very talented writer and producer here in L.A. And so Robert and I, you know, we kind of started writing and recording songs. We didn't really have an end game. We had no plan as to what we were going to do with it. And, you know, this one we just happened to have, this was the first one to get finished and mixed. So it's just been sitting on my hard drive for a couple of months. So we just decided to put it up and give it away. And, you know, it's important that it gets to people's ears. I mean, there's no point writing and recording music and having no one hear it. So, like I say, we didn't really know what we were going to do with it. You know, maybe somebody somewhere will like it and put in a commercial or a TV show or something, you know. But we have a bunch more of them, which we're going to try and finish up over the year. It's going to be kind of difficult to do that because I'm going to be on tour for most of the rest of the year, but Robert's going to send me files, and I'm going to try and do what I can on my days off. And as these songs get completed, you know, if people are interested, just come to my official Vivian Campbell Facebook page and download them and do what you want.
All right. And I know you just mentioned you're touring with Def Leppard, obviously. That is going to take you through for probably a year now. Do you think, aside from this weekend, are you thinking that you might be able to make any other appearances with Thin Lizzy?
Well, I'm very flattered that they've asked me to come back when the schedule permits. So I think then I could consider myself an honorary member of Thin Lizzy.
Cool.
Yeah, so I don't think it'll happen this year, because like I say, we're definitely planning to book Def Leppard shows through the end of the year and possibly even into early next year. But in 2012, I'd certainly like to get on stage again with Thin Lizzy. It's been really invigorating for me as a guitar player to do it, and it's really reignited my passion for my instrument to play those songs. It took me back to my youth.
Yeah.
It was like being 15 again.
Yeah, it's funny. I had Ricky Warwick on, I guess it was about a month or two ago. What a terrific guy he is. Such an absolutely terrific person.
Yes, he is. He's a great guy, and he's got some big shoes to fill there, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stepping in to Phil Lynott's boots, but yeah. Ricky's done a great job, primarily because he hasn't tried to be Phil Lynott. You know, he's definitely a big enough character on his own to fill the space, you know, so he's come into it very much being Ricky Warwick with Thin Lizzy and not a Phil Lynott clone. He has the right kind of attitude, too. You know, Ricky's definitely got the right kind of persona.
Yeah. He's a great guy, and he even admitted that. He said, big shoes to fill, but he's not trying to be Phil. So, and that's probably the right attitude to have.
I think it's the only way to do it, because, yeah. I mean, I was very familiar with Phil Lynott. I mean, I actually did know him prior to his death, and he was probably the most charismatic person I've ever met. And I've met a lot of supposed stars and celebrities and whatnot, but he just had something about him, you know. He was very, very, very charismatic and just an immense presence. So, you know, you'd be on a fool's errand if you were to try and emulate that.
Yeah, I hear you. So now, Vivian, are there any other side projects or endeavors that you'd like to tell us about today?
God, I got so much going on. Jeez, I actually... I did a record with a band called River Dogs, which I used to be in prior to Def Leppard many years ago, and we all live in different cities now. We're kind of scattered around the place, but we managed to get together, and we've been working on some new songs, and we just finally got it done, and now it's done and it's mixed, and that's going to be released either in July or August. There's going to be a new River Dogs, a mini album. I think it's only 8 songs. It's 7 new cuts and 1 live recording. So but that's been a pleasure to work with those guys again. They're great musicians, very, very, very talented and very under the radar.
Very good. Anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, I think that's been my year. It's just kind of been, you know, busy enough.
Yeah.
All these different bands, wearing a lot of different hats.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Vivian, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I didn't ask you today, or any messages for your legions of fans out there?
No, it's all good. I think we've covered all the bases there with that, but, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back on tour with Leppard this summer, and I know the entire band is. We're all kind of refreshed now that we've had like a year and a half, more than a year and a half since we last toured, and we've all been doing these other projects, and it gives us a kind of renewed passion to come back to Def Leppard after being away and being able to sample other things for a while.
I bet it it does. Well, Vivian, thank you so much for taking this much time out to chat with me today.
My pleasure, Tina.
Best of luck with the new albums. Have a blast on tour. And I hope you can come back sometime to say hi to us on the Big Rock Show.
Shall do. Thank you so much.
There's magic running through your soul.
Hey, this is Vivian Campbell, and you're listening to Tina on the Big Rock Show.
Oh, and that's why I got
The Big Rock Show. New music, interviews, and much more. Find us at TheBigRockShow.net or on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheBigRockShow. The Big Rock Show, baby. Oh, yeah.